Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million and tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Oh my goodness, gravelly. Good way to start on a Monday.
Isn't it though?
Hey everybody, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense.
And I am Kimberly Adams. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining us on this election Eve, which I imagine has many of us wrapped up in trepidation, anxiety, or whatever feelings you may have. We've got news and some smiles and lots to talk about today. So without further ado, Kai, what's your news fix?
All right, I'll go first. I've got two, actually. And I want to talk about this Elon Musk tweet today. And I don't want to talk about Musk and Twitter and all of the, you know, layoff, not layoff, $8. I don't care about any of that crap. He tweeted this morning at 7:22 Los Angeles times. Here's what he said. And remember, this is a guy who now has complete control of a transnational communications platform. Two independent-minded voters, shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic. Now, I guess he's entitled to his opinion. And I guess he's allowed to tweet what he wants, but it just kind of comes off different when you've got 115 million people available at your beck and call on a platform that you now have complete control over. And I don't know why it troubles me so much other than that, but it really kind of troubled me.
I think it's one of the things that's so troubling about it is it's just such a far departure from the norm. Yeah. Like, we have these sort of unspoken standards of what social media is, you know, and this whole thing about social media platforms being a platform where more or less the general argument has been everybody is kind of on an equal playing field. And yes, for years we've heard complaints that certain voices are silenced more than others. But as far as research goes, that's never really found to be true, right? Mm-hmm. And so it supposedly is sort of the digital version of the public square, and the public square doesn't take a side, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is saying out loud, full-throated, that this public square has a side. Yeah. And it almost puts it in the category of the Truth Socials or the Parlors or these other social media platforms that are taking a side in the ongoing debate about politics in our country. At least that's why it upset me.
I want to think through more, and I certainly will. And this is not the last time we're going to talk about Elon Musk or politics or Twitter. I wanted to get it on the record that it troubled me, and I think you're right. But there's probably more to, I don't know, there's probably maybe more to it. I don't know. Anyway, so that's item one for me. Item two is Jay Powell could conceivably be in a heap of trouble, and here's why. There have been ethics transgressions at the Federal Reserve now, I think five of them in the last 18 or so months. A couple of regional bank presidents had to resign over their stock trading. There was one from Rafael Bostic about his financial dealings. Jim Bullard, who's the president of the St. Louis Fed, gave a private talk to Citigroup without media in attendance, which is, you know, at least the appearance of, what are you doing, guy who influences this entire economy talking to just Citigroup. Anyway, I bring it up because this afternoon, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is no fan of Jay Powell, by the way, we have to say that straight out. She has called him a dangerous man. And it was actually in his confirmation hearings. She wrote a letter to Chair Powell today after the Bostic and Bullard incidents, which she called egregious and embarrassing. She talks about, and this is a quote, a culture of corruption at the Fed, which I think goes a little far, but it is certainly the culture of the appearance of really not great impropriety. And I think this is not the last time we're going to hear from Senator Warren or some other progressives, frankly, about what the Fed's been doing. Not great. Not great.
Yeah. And, you know, as more and more people get increasingly upset about the pace of the rate hikes, it's going to give fodder to all that.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. So anyway, so there you go. Those are my two.
Yeah. I was torn as to whether or not we should talk about Mastodon.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that may be a deep dive at some point.
Twitter alternatives, right? Where are you going to go? For sure.
Yeah, Twitter alternatives. Yeah. I mean, I've been, Amy Scott and I have spent the last like 4 days trying to figure out a way to follow each other on Mastodon.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's unable
so hard.
To
and
do
which
so.
Server are you on? And does it matter if you're on .social servers. Or .world? And yeah, I know.
Because I was able to follow you. And oh, now wow, you got like 2,000 followers already on Mastodon. Look at you.
That's
but
crazy.
I can't follow Amy.
Yeah.
And you're on what, like 4 servers now or something?
I'm on, all I know is, see, this tells you something. I only know that I'm on 1 server. That's all I know.
Well, I don't know. I'm not getting it right. I'd be very interested to hear from the listeners which social media platforms you're trying out, how you found them so far.
Totally.
Because I do think there's a disbursement of online conversations. And I don't think Twitter's going to come back from it. In the way, like, it's never going to fully recover from this.
Yeah.
And someone tweeted, I'm going to have to go back and find it, about what they called the Trust ThermoClean, I believe.
Oh, I don't know what that
which
is.
Is a reference to this layer of water that when you go underwater, the water is like a certain temperature up until you hit a certain level, up until you hit a certain depth. And then once you pass that depth, the water gets drastically colder really, really fast. And once you pass that, it's kind of hard to come back, right? And the idea is that once you cross a certain barrier of trust, it becomes hard, if not impossible, to recover from it.
Hmm.
And so you want to, like, I'm going to go back and find that thread. It's a really good one.
Hmm.
Anywho, that wasn't actually my news fix. I've just been thinking about it.
Yeah, totally.
And pondering, and I want to hear everybody else's thoughts. My news fix is about Airbnb. Did you see this news cross today?
I did. Yeah, it's big news, actually.
It's big news. So Airbnb is rolling out new policies, mainly to bundle all of the fees included with the listing so that when you're searching for a price, you see the total fee if you want to. Rather than just the nightly rate. So all those extra cleaning fees and all those extra like service fees and everything else that tends to get tacked on and drastically increase the price of an Airbnb is now going to be shown up front. And Airbnb is basically telling the host to stop asking the people staying there to do so many chores for checkout. There were endless numbers of online complaints about people checking out from Airbnbs and being asked to clean the whole unit and take out the trash and to wipe down surfaces and take out the walk the dog or whatever, and then also pay a cleaning fee. And people were getting really frustrated about it. What was interesting to me about this is that I've also been seeing so many more people saying Airbnbs have lost their competitive advantage over hotels.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
They're no longer cheaper than hotels in many cases. Mm-hmm. And when you're traveling and on vacation, why would you pay the same price and have to clean up after yourself
yep.
when you could go to a hotel?
Totally true.
And have a bit more oversight and infrastructure and amenities and not have to clean up after yourself.
Yep. Totally
and
true.
It's really made Airbnbs less competitive. And then if you layer on all the community pushback against Airbnbs because of what they're doing to housing prices in communities. Anywho, it's a very interesting story. The Washington Post and New York Times, everybody else has been covering it. But I've pretty much stopped using Airbnbs, haven't used them for years. And I know a lot of other people who have too. But
it's a good one. We still use them. Because when we travel as a family, we're a herd, right? We're six people, so that changes things. But yeah, you know, the transparency issue actually is a huge one. Totally is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right,
Juan Carlos, shall we? All right, you go first. Go ahead.
Yeah, because yours is way more
mine
entertaining.
Mine is just weird, man, but go ahead.
It's so weird. Both of mine come courtesy of the 19th daily newsletter. Mm-hmm. One of them is a story in the 19th, and another one is a story in Prism. But the one from the 19th, super cool, is that a Pasadena school is going to be the nation's first named after Octavia Butler, and it's her alma mater. Octavia Butler, very famous science fiction, occasional fantasy writer, but one of the very first black writers and very first black women writers to really get a foothold in a genre that has been decidedly not particularly diverse and oftentimes racist. And so she's an amazing writer. And if you happen to revisit some of her work in these times, you'll find some uncanny predictions and similarities to the life that we're living. She does a lot with sort of climate change and political polarization leading to economic collapse. But anyway, so school has been named after her. And I thought that was really nice, and it made me smile. The other story related to the election is this lovely story in Prism, headline, Young Latinas Are Using Their Quinceañeras to Get Texas Voters to the Polls Election. And it has this fantastic photo of these three girls in their quinceañera gowns, which are, of course, beautiful and fluffy and fabulous and bright, and they've got, like, their fists up, and they're basically using these celebrations of their coming of age to help organize their communities to vote. And I thought that was really cool. And that made me smile.
I think that is super cool. That is super, super cool.
Okay. What's yours?
Here's mine. It's very bizarre. And I'm just going to read you a headline in the first paragraph that I found today in the New York Times, the newspaper of record. And it goes like this. National Park Service asks visitors to please stop licking toads. The U.S. National Park Service made the plea last week to help protect the Sonoran Desert toad, which secretes a toxin unlike any other found on the planet. So apparently, if you handle this toad or lick it, you can get sort of a hallucinogenic high, but it's also really bad for you. And it's bad, more importantly, for the toad. Toads. Do not lick the Sonoran Desert toad. That's it. That's the PSA from this podcast today. That's all I got. You don't have to go farther than
I'm
that.
I'm not doing it.
You don't have to.
Okay.
It stands by itself. We're done. We're out of here.
That's it for today. Join us tomorrow for a deep dive on the money behind school board elections. This is something that we've been thinking about a lot over here on Make Me Smart, because these have typically been sort of low-key, nonpartisan races, but they're now attracting a ton of interest and money from big national PACs and wealthy donors and the political parties. So we're going to talk about some of the reasons behind that and the implication of all this outside money for schools and all this outside money and how it's impacting our schools and our democracy. So, you know, as we're thinking about elections tomorrow, and hopefully you have already voted, or if not, that you're planning to vote tomorrow, this is another slice of the election story we're going to be covering.
Just for the record, I am a same-day voter. I'm a vote-on-election-day guy. I think I've said this before on this podcast. I'm a big believer in the common experience. Anyway, so if there is a contentious school board election where you live, as there is where I live, or if you are running for your local school board, even better, we want to hear from you. Call us, 508-UB-SMART. Leave us a voicemail. You can also email us, makemesmart@marketplace.org.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera and Courtney Bergseeker. Today's program was engineered by Juan Carlos Torrado, who helped me with my connection problems at the beginning. Thanks, Juan Carlos.
Bridget Bondner is the senior producer of this podcast most times, but she's on a little break working on another thing called Million Bazillion. The director of On Demand, at least for a little while, another, 20-some days.
Couple weeks.
Is Donna Tam.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.